Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Mixed signals from the Supreme Court this week have states on edge about the future of health insurance subsidies for millions of Americans. Let's see if the residents of those states are on edge as well with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Now, Frank, this Supreme Court decision isn't coming until the summer. There's a lot of time for those anxieties to build.
That's right. In terms of actual attitudes towards the Affordable Care Act, however, I don't think there's going to be much change. I've never seen, or rarely do I see, an attitude which is as fixed as American attitudes towards the Affordable Care Act. Doesn't seem to matter what happens. It's a net negative. Depending on the poll, depending on the time, it'll fluctuate a little. But every single poll that I've looked at has a majority of Americans, or at least a plurality, who are negative as opposed to positive about the Affordable Care Act. And that really hasn't changed now going back for a couple of years.
That does seem fascinating that it's impervious to whatever news about the issue comes along.
That's true. And in fact, there is good news for proponents of the Affordable Care Act in terms of the percent of Americans who are uninsured. We have one of the best measures of that here at Gallup because we interview every night. And we asked people, do you have health insurance? And we just reported out an interim report for the first 2 months of this year, January and February, and it's down again to 12.3%. For all of last year, it was 13.8%, so it's continuing to go down. And in February alone, it's even lower than that. It was at 18% before the exchanges came along and the real guts of the Affordable Care Act began to be implemented. So we're clearly seeing that the ACA, Obamacare, is having the effect it was intended to have in terms of lowering the rate of the uninsured. But that doesn't seem to change American attitudes in the broad sense.
Is that effect being shared across the tri-state region as well?
Yes, there has been some decline in the states of Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And the good news is that all three states for all of last year were lower than that national average of 13.8%. Delaware is the lowest at 9.6%, then Pennsylvania at 10.3%, and New Jersey at 11.7%. That's the rate of uninsured, and that's based for all of our data aggregated last year. And again, all three of the states are below the national average of 13.8.
Do you think there's any sense that this unease about what will happen with the Affordable Care Act has an impact on consumer confidence?
Well, I doubt seriously that that's having a major impact on consumer confidence, Dave, but consumer confidence is down. We started seeing that about halfway through the month of February. Our index had been up at about a +3 for the first couple of weeks of February. It dropped to -2, and here we are on Friday of this week, and it's still at -2. So we've clearly seen economic consumer confidence come down. You ask about the impact of the ACA. I think it's more related to gas prices. In fact, we did a relationship where we graphed very neatly the rising price of gas, which has been going up now, as we all know, and concomitant with that, we've seen consumer confidence come down. So if anything, the cause is probably those big numbers we see when we go by gas stations, and it's now up to what, you know, $2.20, $2.30 and higher, where we were used to seeing it actually below $2 a gallon.
Frank, gasoline prices going up a nickel, dime, even 50 cents. How much of an impact is that on a family's budget?
Well, that's a good question. And obviously, for most of us that don't drive for a living, it's, you know, in the hundreds of dollars a year range, which isn't huge. But I think one of the reasons it could have an impact on things like consumer confidence is it is so visible. When we fill up once a week, once every 2 weeks, we see that number. When we go by gas stations, at least in my case, every day I go back and see those numbers up there, big on the signs at the gas station. So I think one of the reasons gas prices can have an impact is it's so visible and so in our face as opposed to other more covert economic indices.
Frank, Americans widely regard the United States as the world's number one military power. Is it important for Americans that we're also regarded as the number one economic power in the world?
Not as important as it is that we be the number one military power. In fact, about half of Americans say it's important we be number one economically, and about half say it's not. And we have a significant majority who say it is important that the U.S. be number one militarily. And also, we aren't the number one world power economically, according to the public. We, for a number of years now, we being the public in the United States, have given credit to China as being the biggest economic power in the world. So Americans have, I guess, accepted the fact that the U.S. is no longer top dog when it comes to the economy worldwide.
Frank, we have a moment left. Let's head over to politics. Hillary Clinton and her use of private emails were in the news this week. It can't be helping her efforts to become the next president if that's what she indeed wants to do.
Well, we'll see. Her numbers are down some. We just came out of the field with a rating of a lot of political candidates, including Hillary Clinton. She's at a 50% favorable, 39% unfavorable. We've been measuring her going back to 1992. Her numbers go up when she's not running for office. When she was Secretary of State, her numbers were very high. When she was First Lady back in 98, 99, her numbers were very high. But back, let's say, in 2008, when she was running for the Democratic nomination, her numbers came down. And now she's back into the political fray because of all the discussion that she's most likely to run for president again. And her numbers have started to edge down from the 60s and 50s to just 50% favorable overall. We'll see where it goes from here, but that's about where we would expect a well-known politician to be in a political environment. A Republican's very negative, Democrats very positive, and she evens out at 50%.
But among Democrats, I presume it's still Hillary and then everybody else.
That's right. Her favorable rating among Democrats are 79%. And so far, although trial heat polls don't tell us much at this point, she scores extremely high in all of those because none of the other potential candidates, like Jim Webb, let's say, former senator from Virginia, are well known to the public at large, Democrats at large. So right now, she's the only big name, well-known Democratic candidate. So she scores at the top of all the polls.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.